ministry of Nelson Ihiagu. Be stirred as you listen.
So when the Lord gave me this word to share in the morning session, I was a bit like, Lord, Kuyemi, I don't get it. Why am I sharing this right now? But with the economy, I get it. I get it now. Turn your Bible with me. Give me Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Thank you, Jesus. Valerie, it's good to see you as well. Let's read from verse... Is it up on any screen? If not, I'll just read. Let me read from verse 4. Philippians 4:4. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. Okay. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say what? Rejoice. Next verse. He said, let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Now, even before, give me the next verse. But when you hear Paul now say, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. The guy that is telling the people to rejoice is in prison. Come on, are you with me? Someone from prison is encouraging people that are free to do what?
Rejoice.
But look at verse 6. It says, be anxious. You can't disconnect verse 6 from verse 4. He says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything. Come on, say everything.
Everything.
Come on, say it out loud. Say everything.
Everything.
But in everything. If I can get the scripture on this screen, that would be great, actually. But in every, I'm straining my eyes, but I can see it. But if you can make it bigger, that would be great. They've now removed it. Anyways, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made how? Known to God. Let your request be known to God. Verse 7. All right, as I wrap up, verse 7. It said, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will garrison your hearts and your mind through Christ Jesus. All right? The peace of God will guard your heart. Go back to verse 6. Go back to verse 6, please. It said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication. Listen, say this after me. There is nothing too big or too small to pray about. Come on, say it again. Say, there is nothing too big or too small to pray about. Come on, I want you to say one more time. There is nothing too big or too small to pray about. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Listen, if this verse means whatever it means the believer is not supposed to harbor anxiety. It's not supposed to harbor causes for worry. If there are things that make you worried, what you are supposed to do with those things is to carry them to God in prayer, and then with what? Thanksgiving. You table them before the Lord. You table them before the Lord. I want to show you another verse of scripture. Because we're going to pray this morning. We're actually going to just take our time to pray. That's exactly why we're here. 1 Peter 5:7. 1 Peter 5:7. It says, casting all your care upon him, for he what? Cares for you. Listen, say this after me. Say, God cares.
God cares.
Come on, say, God cares. Listen, we don't have a high priest that is not touched with the feelings of our infirmity. That's not our high priest. He was a man just as we are. He was a man just as we are. And he was tempted in all points. So even though the strict context of that verse in Hebrews 4 is temptation, right? When we are in lack or we are tired or, there's a struggle to do the things that we should do and then there is no strength to do those things. We don't have a high priest that is not touched with the feelings of infirmity. There is a God who gets how you feel. You know, I was teaching in Unilag yesterday and I said something that is very profound. You see, every other God will say, I need you to behave like this. Can't you behave holy? How hard can it be? And then you can ask the God. He said, are you sure it's not hard? He will say, I'm sure it's not hard. You now ask him, how do you know? Have you been a man before? Have you been a man before? How do you know? But the God we serve, God became a man. He became poor. That's the meaning. The creator became his creation. The software developer became code. Do you know how demeaning it is for you to become a goat? And you didn't create it. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
You didn't create it. How much more... Have you seen those? Oh, God. I remember this Instagram video I saw of this couple. They were painting each other, right? I don't know. The women always paint better. The men paint Shrek. I don't get it. When the guy painted it, I said, this grounds for divorce. Best believe it. The guy couldn't even give her. But for what is what, he wrote my world under. So. But when I saw it, anyways, imagine the guy becoming his painting. Yeah. So you as a child of God, come on, are you with me? You as a child of God is demeaning for you to become what you make, but God became a man. So when you are tired, well, that's also a reason to not, how do I put it? That can be a reason to debunk prayerlessness due to tiredness, because I don't think any of us had a more busy schedule than Jesus. But yet he separated himself and still prayed. But then, like I said, we have a God who was a man. He knows what it means to be a man. And number two, we have a God who cares. He says, cast your cares upon him, because he does what? He cares for you. We don't have a God who is away from his creation. Right? If you read your Bible well, you can't be dazed. You can't think that there is a God that is absent from his creation. You only see a God who is interested in the affairs of men. How much more the ones he died to save? Come on, are you listening to me? How much more? Romans 8:32 puts it this way. It says, if he gave us his son freely, how much more will he with him give us? It's my wife's stew. How much more will he with him give us all high things? Household things. Must be really stressful. I think to be Yoruba, you need a lot of cardio. Household. Anyway, you can't feel bad. My wife is Yoruba. Calm down. Anyways. We have a God. Say, I have a God. Who cares? Matthew chapter 6. From verse 25. I want us to read this together. Matthew chapter 6 from verse 25. All right. It says, therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your what? Body. What you will what? Put on. He said, is not your life more than food and your body more than clothing? Next verse. He said, look at the birds of the air. Listen, as you are reading this verse, these are the words of Jesus. I don't want you to just read it like it's just one of those verses that we are quoting. It's a wise saying. Picture it. He said, look at the birds of the air. For they neither sow nor do they reap, nor gather in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. He's saying that the birds of the air, they don't have business. They don't work a 9-to-5. Come on, are you here? They don't work a 9-to-5. They don't have business. They don't do all these things. Yet, they don't save. They don't invest. They are not financially smart. But your Father takes care of them. Come on, are you listening to me? Your Father takes care of them. He said, please, look at this. He said, your Father. Say, my Father. Your Father takes care of them. Are you not of more value than they? Next verse. It says, which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? You know, I was reading a sermon of an OG preacher. His church is in London. And when I passed it, I was like, oh my God. Great guy. And he said, he gave an analogy. The analogy was, imagine being a farmer, right? It was raining. It was pouring down. And then he was just walking in the house, clenching his fists, walking himself up and saying to himself, oh my God, what am I going to do? The rain is going to damage the wheat. You know, it's going to damage the wheat. I don't know what I'm going to do about it. And then he was just waking everybody up. And then the preacher said something that he said, this guy cannot. Or with this guy being upset and everything and being worried, it didn't stop the rain. It didn't stop the rain. Listen, the only thing worry damages is you. Worry doesn't fix things. Doesn't fix things. It says, which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? You see, Jesus, in saying this, it is so smart. Nobody can add anything to his height just because he thought about it long enough. Nobody can fix any problem just because he was bothered by it. Again, don't mistake worrying. My name is Eli. Don't mistake worrying about things for thinking critically of a way out. They are not the same. They are not the same. Worry is just, oh my God, this is happening. Oh my God, that is happening. Oh my God, how do I find, what do we do now? How do we find a way around it? Nothing is going to change. Guys, are you here? Nothing is going to change just because you were worried about it. I'm sure some of you have learned by experience. Abi, if you have learned by experience, I'm waving my hand because I'm there. Worry changes nothing. Next verse. It says, so why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field. How they grow, they neither toil nor spin. The word spin there just means they don't make clothes for themselves. Come on, guys, are you here?
Yes, sir.
They don't make clothes for themselves. They neither toil nor spin. Yet, they don't make clothes for themselves, but consider them. They are beautiful. Next verse. He said, and yet I say to you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Solomon was not, he was not as beautifully dressed as the flowers are. Yet, the flowers don't do anything but just exist and God takes care of them. The birds don't do anything. Listen, oh goodness. This is why, if the first thing you know about asking, or in quotes, securing the help of God, if the first thing you know about that is to sow a seed, you've learned wrong. Because what seed did the lilies of the field or the birds of the air sow? Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
which one did they sow? He said, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of his next verse. He said, now, if God sow clothes, the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? Will he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Hear me. If God takes care of the birds that don't sow or save, meaning they don't plant, they don't toil. If God takes care of the lilies that don't spin, they don't make clothes for themselves, they don't toil. If God takes care of the grass of the field, that is very mundane. Today they are here, tomorrow they are thrown into the oven. How much more you? How much more you? If he clothes the grass of the field that today is here and tomorrow is destroyed, how much more you? Listen, squeeze the hand of your neighbor gently. Gently. And say, neighbor. Neighbor. Come on, shake one leg and say, neighbor. Say, if he clothes the grass of the field, if he takes care of the birds of the field, if he beautifully dresses, I forgot the last one, the lilies of the field, how much more you? Someone is like, I'm holding a girl for the first time this year. Anyways. Praise the Lord. For thou hast created all things are for thy pleasure. They are and were created. For thou hast created all things are for thy pleasure. They are and were created. Next verse, verse 31. He's alive, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive, amen. Say he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Oh, say it again. Say he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. So Jesus then says, therefore. Like normally said, when you see therefore, you need to know what it's what? Therefore. He says, therefore, meaning in light of everything I have said, do not worry. Do not worry, saying. Worry has a language. Don't worry, saying. Do not worry, saying. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? How will I get my rent? How will I pass my exams? Will I be healthy in time for my exams? Will I be in good health? Will I have this sickness in my old age? Will I have children? I'm not even dating anybody. Will I have children? Will my marriage be good? Stop following Joro. Will my marriage be good? Will she say yes? Ask. Anywho. Do not worry. Next verse. Media team. Next. Ah, no. Next verse is not Romans. He's giving that video. Let's promise them. That video. Stretch your hands towards the console, everybody. Pray in the spirit. Okay. This is what he said. He said, for after all these things, the Gentiles what? Seek. This is what people are gunning after. He says, for your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. God knows that you need these things. There is no need you have that God is not aware of. And there is no need you have that God is indifferent about. Alright? There is no need you have that God is not aware of. There is no need you have that God is what? Indifferent about. He said, for after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you what? Need all these things. All what things? The things you're worrying about. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we... how we be clothed and things like that. Give me the next verse. He said, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. The picture that is being painted here is when Jesus said, when I sent you without purse or without scrip, lack ye anything? The picture he's painting here is when he told them to go, and I've been preaching a lot to this side. Are you guys with me now? When he told them to go, right, they did not lack anything. Because he took care of them, of course, through people, but he still did what? He took care of them. This verse is simply telling, or what Jesus is telling us is, just focus on the things that pertain to his cause, and he will provide for the things that pertain to your cause. Again, just to, you know, there's the unhealthy balance of this verse, so I have to add this thing. This verse is not a means to kingdom wealth. Is that, you don't like what I'm saying? That's good. You're right. The Lord bless you front and back. This verse is not a means to kingdom, tell your neighbor, kingdom wealth. No, it is W-E-L-F. Tell them, kingdom wealth. That's not, this verse is not a means to dangerous liquidity in Christ. That's not what this verse is saying. He is saying, let go of your unhealthy yearning for things and worry about things. And then this God will take care of the things that concern you. Final verse, next verse. Look at what it says. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. Please, I want you to read that first line. Don't just read it so it will seep into your heart. Read it 1, 2, go. Come on, say it louder one more time. 1, 2, go. My brothers, read it 1, 2, go. Sisters, you will read it loud and clear. 1, 2, go. All together, 1, 2, go. Do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about its own things. You know, when he said in verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom and all his righteousness. Seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness and all these things will be added to you. All what things? The all things are specified. The all things are the things that he said prior. Worry. What to eat, what to drink, what you wear. Come on, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So he said, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own thing. Listen, if you are living your life worry to worry, you have a lot to occupy you. You will have a lot to occupy you. And why do I say you will have a lot to occupy you? You have a lot to occupy you because the psalmist said, this life, no balance. There's too much to worry about. There's so much to worry about today. There's so much to worry about tomorrow. There will be yet more to worry about next week. Okay, imagine you were worried only about the exchange rate. Only. You will die young. Now imagine you add your other things. You now add your other things. Or let me say you're worried about the exchange rate and then security. Those two things. Now, exchange rate, security, and power supply. You are banned what again? You know, a friend of mine and I were talking about, see, first of all, there is nothing that does not have side effects. Even water you drink. Right? So when they tell you drugs and say it does not have side effects, they lie. It may not be more obvious. There's nothing that I was watching. Then I used to watch this thing. I stopped watching because I became paranoid. 1,000 ways to die. I became paranoid. So I was watching it, and there's this guy that sat down for hours to play video games, and he just stood up and died. In fact, I read that if you stand up too fast, because of the circulation of blood, you can just have something and die. I said to stand up again. As when I said, safety is of the Lord. It's truly of the Lord. I will walk out. I will hydrate. Some of you will not drink water till your lips crack. Crack. You look like Bajo. Praise God. Because Bajo greeted me, so he said, "Oh, my mistress." This boy is lighting. See me after Bajo. Praise the Lord. See, listen, I'm just here to tell you something. We're going to pray, but I'm here to tell you something. Worry adds nothing to you, and worry solves nothing. Worry adds nothing, and worry does what? Solves nothing. Give me 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings, I'm going to end here. Are you there? Wait on. Second Kings 19, from verse, where do we start from now? Let's start from verse 14. It says, who rigged this time? And Hezekiah received the letter from the hands of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. Listen, the things that were written aforetime were written for our what? Learning. When you get something, learn to carry it before the Lord. Carry it before the Lord. He went before the Lord and he spread it. Some of us will talk to everybody, then talk to the Lord. Learn to talk to the Lord. Next verse. We're running now because we need to pray. Then Hezekiah prayed. Look at how he prayed before the Lord and said, "Oh Lord God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim, you are God. You alone of all the kingdoms of the earth, you have made the heaven." Please pay attention. And what? Earth. Next verse. Please, let's run. "Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. And hear the words of Sennacherib, which has sent to reproach the living God." Next verse. Let's just be running. "Truly, Lord, the king of Assyrians have laid waste the nations and other lands, and have cast their gods into the fire. For they were not gods, but work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore, they destroyed them. Now therefore, O Lord our God, I pray, save us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are Lord God, you alone. Next verse. Then Isaiah the son of Amos. Anywho, Isaiah the son of Amos came in and said. Again, you also find, in, I think another account, you find the king say things like, Lord, the land that you gave to us, the kings want to collect it from us. See, first of all, whatever the Lord has given, or when issues blow in your way in life, learn to carry it to the Lord and say, Lord, are you not God? So he said that it is true that the lords of Assyria have laid waste other nations. But those ones, they are gods. They have thrown their gods into fire. Their gods were works of stone and works of metal. But you are the living God. There is nothing in the future your plan has not surrounded. You are the living God. Are you not God? And then he saw it. And then he prayed. Then prophecy came up. I'm tempted to read one more account. Give me a little bit. This one is not in my notes. Let me find it. Please, are you ready to pray? This is the one I quoted earlier, is Jehoshaphat. My bad. 1 Kings 22. No. Hold on. This is not the verse I'm looking for. Sorry. I'll probably find it from that verse because we need to pray. Go back to 2 Kings 19:14. 2 Kings 19:14. Look, it says, he spread it out before the Lord, and Hezekiah prayed. And he said, Lord, you are the God of heaven and the earth is yours. Listen, there's one verse of scripture that I love. It says, I am the Lord God of all flesh, and is there anything too hard for me to do? Back to Philippians 4:7. We make our request known to the Lord in prayer. Come on, are you with me? We make our requests known to the Lord in prayer. So one chief way to deal with anxiety is to pray. One way to deal with worry is to pray. And why? Because there is a God that cares. There is a God that cares. And that's exactly why we're going to pray now. We're going to lay down our worries, lay down our burdens, and we're going to pray. If you need to present things to the Lord, it's fine. If you need to lay down and repent of some things, it's fine. Then if you need to request, it's also okay. But whatever it is, for the next 40 minutes, we're going to pray. Rise to your feet.
I trust you were blessed by the teaching of God's word. Nelson Behalwa Ministries is a mandate that seeks to see men saved, trained, and sent. For more ministry content, visit us at t.me/Nelson Behalwa. And for contact details, follow on Instagram at Nelson Behalwa. God bless you.